certainly ramped up quick, as promised. Sort of a third version here. As a matter of fact, started recording just as soon as I got the last Audio Boo uploaded. And it definitely has brought the wrath here. Just moments ago, I got a text message from a friend of mine who's just a couple of blocks away. Kevin over there said, and that's at Lacertus on Twitter, he said, "Dude, the sky's green." And I agree with you, Kev. It's, the sky is green. Came over very quickly. As I said in my last Audio Boo, a lot of colors generally accompany this kind of weather, particularly here. It's sky gets kind of strange looking. Yellows and greens and mixed in with purples and pinks, and it's really beautiful. The lightning is popping like crazy. I'm looking at my door here. Sorry, listen to the radio. Okay. Yeah, it's, I think it's sort of skirting us a bit. I think we're on the edge of it, which means that we're going to get some lightning and we're going to get some thunder and we're going to get a little bit of rain. The shocking thing is there's very little wind, which of course is one of the sort of spooky things about tornadic weather, is when the wind goes away, it's a bit spooky because the air pressure is sort of equalizing. And so if it's really gusting and blowing and the rain is coming at you sideways, you're going to be in pretty good shape. But if it gets very still, it's a bit creepy. That's a sign of a meteorological smackdown, usually. But the clouds overhead are just rushing by. It's kind of interesting looking. And if you've been paying attention to the photos that have accompanied the Audio Boos, you'll see the progression in just a couple of minutes' time of the sky going from, you can see, just sort of cloudy and kind of bright, to getting darker, to this sort of strange yellowish color, which I think you'll see. I'll take that one before I upload this particular Audio Boo. Kind of fascinating, really. I've had lots and lots of opportunities to see this sort of weather very up close and personal. Once at one of my previous jobs, when I was still in high school, I worked at an animal park nearby. And we had some very, very rough weather coming, and we were essentially on the exposed side of a large hill, very open. So you could see, you know, a couple of miles in every direction, and me and the owner of the park were gathering up everyone, all the tourists and employees, and rushing them down into the cave that we would take tours through, because obviously that's about the safest place on Earth, really, for bad weather. So yeah, oh, just another text message there from Kevin. Thank you, Lacertus, telling me that we are indeed under a warning right now. Oh yes, very much so. It's quite fascinating and amazing. But yes, we were on that hillside. My high school job, I was with the owner of the park, and we look up and directly above us, and it just seemed like the clouds were just 50 feet straight up and above us, so low, were churning like a special effect in an Ivan Reitman movie. That was an obscure reference to Ghostbusters, by the way. But, okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and upload this one, and further bulletins as events warrant.